It's your girl KB and your girl Plando. Time to talk shit on Shit Talk Radio. Hey y'all, it's your girl KB.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Plando. And on tonight's episode, we're discussing double standards. Double standards for men. Mm-hmm. Not for women, so let me just a little bit. So we're gonna get into some things, chat. What does that mean, KB?
Okay, so I was listening to the radio today, right? And the guy that was talking, he was saying, all the guys on the show, it was a few men on the show, and of course they was praising Kevin Samuels. This guy just keeps coming up. So the one guy was saying, like, the one thing he do believe that Kevin Samuels was saying is, you know, you got to be with somebody on your level. And he said the girl that he's with today made him realize why he should have never been with none of the girls that he was with before her. And not because she's so decent, but she had a conversation with him. And basically was like, you know, basically what he took from it was, you know, as a man, and what a lot of men do, they just fuck anything.
Yeah.
Like, we had the episode when we were talked about, because men like girls.
Yeah.
They fuck everything.
Well, we never had that episode. I talked about it on My Thoughts. So.
No, but, okay, but we did mention it on one of the episodes.
Okay.
We didn't go deep in about it, but we did mention, or you mentioned, that guys like girls.
Right.
Because guys like girls.
Mm-hmm.
So they fuck any and everything coming.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, for me, it's a double standard. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll mess with hundreds of girls.
Mm-hmm.
But if a girl mess with hundreds of guys, it's a double standard.
Okay.
But these guys is out here messing with just anybody.
Right.
Being with just anybody because she got big titties or a big ass. And this is what the man was saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like, you know, he said he realized it was because he didn't, all the same reasons and things that we would say about women, if a woman run through a bunch of men or whatever the case may be, he realized it was because he didn't love himself.
Mm-hmm.
It's because he didn't value himself.
Yeah.
Enough to say, like, not why should I be with this girl,
mm-hmm.
but why do this girl get to be with me?
Yeah.
And men don't think like that because all they see at first is titties, ass, pretty face, a woman. They just see a woman.
Wow. That's deep. That's deep because we always talk about self-love.
When it comes to a woman.
So, yeah. So you be like, dang, you just set on. Most times when you think of somebody set on, you think of the woman settling. And I don't listen to Kevin Samuels. So his thing is, you should be with a woman that's on your level. Do you agree? Because I know you don't, you'll disagree with him a lot.
Okay. I decided to, I don't want all of the shit talkers out there to be like, flush the toilet on KB. But I decided that, I was actually going to listen to Kevin Samuels. What I realized was, what I was doing was, I was going in defensively because he told that one girl that she was average at best, you know, and the way, so like you say this all the time, you know, people miss the message, especially if you saying it the wrong way or you giving it to somebody in a nasty way, you being so rude and so nasty, somebody will miss the message. Delivery matters. So when he told that girl that she was average at best, I missed the message. But I have heard him speak to some women in a way where I was like, okay, I see what he mean.
Yeah.
So I had to, like, actually start watching him and listening to him because I went in on a hate Kevin Samuels, like, train. Like, And I kept seeing all these guys like, no, Kevin be speaking the truth. Now, I still think he's an asshole. Mm-hmm. Because I don't like the way he delivers his message. Mm-hmm. So many women are going to miss the message.
Yeah.
He do a lot of bitch nigga shit. Like, he's a Mitch. That's all it is. Like, he's a Mitch. So a lot of times, I miss the message because he don't know how to talk to women. Mm-hmm. But when he's not in his I'm rude bag, and he's actually...
Do he not know how to talk to women, or do he not know how to talk? Because when you talking about missing a message, I'm thinking about my man, Derek Grace, right? That has nothing to do with Kevin Samuels. It's a little off the subject, but it is on the subject. I was on a live, and he talked... They call him Big Dog. He talk shit. But he also talking about, don't miss the message because I'm talking. That's just, like, I talk shit, but I'm really dropping gems. So don't miss the message.
No, he don't know how to talk to women.
Okay, so it's not like he talk. So when he talk, because when Derek, my man Derek is doing it, and I feel like we connected. When Derek is doing it, he talking shit, and it's for men and women. But most of the women... get a little, well, sometimes a guy be like, damn dog, like you gotta talk to us like that, but he be spitting. So I'm said that to say is Kevin, because
I don't see men go on his show.
Oh, okay.
His show is for the women. He did say that he used to, when he first started, mm-hmm. he was the targeted audience that he wanted was men, mm-hmm. but he didn't get the response. Mm-hmm. He didn't get the men, so mm-hmm. the women is the people who was responding, even mm-hmm. though he was talking to men. So he changed and started speaking to the women. Mm-hmm. But, so, he don't know how to talk to women. Right. Just period. Anytime right. you tell a woman, you average at best. Like, or are you, he'll say something like, are you out of line? Because you seem like an out of line kind of woman. Like, that kind of stuff. Like, mm-hmm. it is, and instead of saying, see, here y'all women go again, being out of line. Like, when you talking like that, instead of saying something a little differently, mm-hmm. but I can understand why you might think a woman is out of line, but don't mm-hmm. say it a little different so that she can understand you. Mm-hmm. But anyway, before we go too far, because it's not really about Kevin. Mm-hmm. So, I forgot.
It was about men. The subject... guys, KB, audience.
How did I get on to Kevin was what I was...
Because he was basically saying that it's a double standards or something. He had an episode.
No, that wasn't standards. Him. This was a radio show.
A radio show.
The guy was saying he didn't love himself.
He didn't.
But I mentioned Kevin Samuels for some reason. Whatever. So anyway, the guy on the show was saying what he believed about Kevin Samuels is that he needed to have a woman that was equal to him, and not necessarily equal in finances or whatever the case may be, but a woman that was of equal value.
And I asked you, did you believe it?
And did I believe it? Mm-hmm. Right. So I do. I do believe, and it don't, like I said, it don't have to be, the value don't have to be equal in every aspect, mm-hmm. but it has to be somebody where you think that they come with a certain thing, mm-hmm. you come with a certain thing, and together y'all can grow.
Yeah.
And the equal value to somebody could be, like I said, it don't even have to be money. It could be someone who's willing for, I know some men want a housewife. Mm-hmm. So it could be somebody that comes already, who grew up with a good family, who mom was a housewife, she learned from that, and she coming in to give him the love that he missed, or the family environment that he never had, or whatever. She brings a lot to the table in that aspect. You know what I'm saying? So, however it may be, what I believe that this man was saying is, you know, he himself didn't love himself. And it's such a double standard because, like you said, when we think of a person loving themselves, or when we think of a person having a low self-esteem or whatever the case may be, we don't think of men having low self-esteem because they're running through women.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely have a low, men definitely have low self-esteem.
They don't have no standards.
Yeah, men definitely settle.
And that's what he said. He said, I never thought about it as settling, but that's what I was doing.
Yeah, of course they settle. Especially a guy with a low self-esteem that believes he can't get nobody. He can only get a certain type of girl.
But even the guys out here that know that they can get a girl, and they gotta get every girl that they come across.
Yeah, that's even a form of low self-esteem.
Yeah.
Because they got something, they lacking in something. So they gotta feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. They had something to prove, I guess. Is that still low self-esteem? I don't know. When you gotta, I think, we ain't talking about girls today, but yeah. When they gotta run through everything moving, there's something missing. I don't know what, though.
I don't know what either.
I'm not a man.
I don't know what either, but.
Double standard. So, yeah. So, I really do hate it.
But you said it before. Like, from a kid and these boys, a lot of people raise their sons to be this way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from just what you put out there. There's power in words. Yeah. So what you put out there may happen.
Yeah.
You know, so when we had these sons and the sons is all handsome and stuff, and oh, my son gonna be a heartbreaker.
Yeah. No.
From day one, we teaching our sons to be heartbreakers.
Son ain't gonna be no heartbreaker. You know what I'm saying? Like, you probably like proud of your son running through women. You be a part of the shenanigans.
They pumping fists and high fiving.
And then when your daughter run through, so as a man though, let's talk from the man perspective. If a man has a daughter that's running through men, that's like holy. But if the man has a son that's running through a woman, it's kind of like what he want.
Right.
He's like proud of his boy.
You got men out here that'll get their sons a stripper.
Yeah.
At a teenage age, because they want to make sure their son. Is going to be straight or whatever, or just a high five it because it's their son.
Right.
You know?
Right. Double standards.
Double standard.
My God. So, what else could you think of besides, I feel like I'm so hot. I'm so sorry. I gotta, get some air. I feel like I'm about to pass out. Sorry, guys. I just need to breathe. It just came out of nowhere. What was I about to say? Sir, when you get overheated, child, it's that old age. You bring it all.
It's not old. You're a woman of a certain age. The tender age of 30-something.
The tender age of, and I got on, I'm trying to be cute, guys. So I got on, this long-sleeve jean shirt, and my brain was getting all cluggy. So I was, running out of things to say, child. So I just need to just deal with me, because y'all can't see me, but I just gotta open
or
up
you can
the
take your jacket off,
because
we in the house.
I could, but
we in the crib.
I'm good. I just needed some air, circulating, because okay. The brain was getting cloudy. I'm so sorry, guys. Cut in action. But, what else, is double standard, do you think? Because I feel like when you talk about, when people talk about double standard, we always go into, the same subject. It's always the same thing, I lost it again.
Probably women, men and women, and women with men. We always talk about, it's a double standard if a man is a male hoe versus a woman is a hoe.
Yeah.
We always do that. But I think today, talking about men not loving themselves,
yes,
and men not respecting themselves, and then I really think that if I feel like as much as we think women got the power of the pussy, men really control a lot in this world. And when you think about media and when you think about sex sells,
mm-hmm.
It's never the man that's selling his sex.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the woman that's half naked.
Wow, you think so?
It really is. That the woman is way overly sexualized than the man is.
Yeah. But what happened to the men back in the day with when they was having their chest out and around making girls fall out and
I mean, it happens. I'm not saying it don't happen, but women, but in the media, women are more sexualized than men.
Yeah, I think it's coming to, I think we're here now, but back in the day, it was more, because remember, women was more covered. Now, and men, they all had their shirts out, off. You know what I'm saying?
And, okay, and, I get that.
And now, it's like all the...
So, I was going to go there.
Yeah.
Like, if you, so, when you look at, like, the whole, how women was in videos, right? It was used to, like, a pretty girl with a nice little outfit. Then it went to, now, then I don't know where we ended up with these video vixens. Mm-hmm. And everybody in the street wanted to look like a video vixen.
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, like, the video vixen, the on is in the video is the video vixen, but on the street is the bad bitch.
Yeah.
So everybody want to be bad bitches.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Everybody want to be half naked. Everybody want to walk around with basically outfits, this panty and bra.
Yeah.
Like, just think of if men decided today, we love ourselves, we respect ourselves, and we actually do have standards.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to fuck anything and everything that's moving.
Mm-hmm.
It would make more women choose to be different.
Right.
Now, I don't want people to come for me because I don't want the feminists to come for me saying women should be able to wear what they want, live how they want, be sexually as much as they want. Because on a certain degree, I agree with that. But
on a certain degree, I think we're at the end of times.
Okay.
Agreed. And we just making anything up.
Right.
You just have an excuse to be...
To walk around with panties and bra.
To walk around, like cover up.
Right.
I'm going to be honest.
Right.
And fuck the feminists.
Ah!
I mean, because it's just... I
mean, but to a certain degree, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Like, women at a point in time was afraid to be sexual beings. Because of sex being attached to a bad stigmatism. So I understand the sexual liberation that comes with it. But I don't want to seem like I'm not here for like the whole women's movement kind of thing. But I still think it's a way to do it with class.
Yeah.
And I know the feminists will be like, well, then shut up because you're not feminist. But at the same time, I think that men can control that a lot with their influence that they have on women. If they decided that they had standards.
Yeah, it's kind of hard for me to even comment, too, as far as religion. Because women been naked since the beginning of time. So it's like a hard topic. But the way the way I'm seeing it now, and I guess because times have changed, it just seemed like everybody is just doing anything. And you have all these, I don't want to make this about religion, but it's just like, matter of fact, I'll just leave it alone. Because like I said, women been naked from the beginning of the time. It's just like an argument. You knock on one, you got the feminists. People should be able to do what they want to do. But then it's like, we at the end of times, period. That's it. That's it. But back to men and loving themselves. Men really, guys, like really.
I really bought the double standard topic up because I really wanted to go in on the fact that men don't love themselves, never thought of it or looked at it that way. And we've been teaching men since they were kids not to love themselves.
Yeah,
it's just been engraved.
So, yeah. So wow. So you think?
So how the minute you say this boy is a heartbreaker, the minute the dad fist pump him for having sex at the age of 13, you know, oh, my boy already getting the yams. Yeah. If a boy get the yams late, something wrong with him.
Yeah.
A girl have sex at 13, she's fast.
Yeah, and might I add, it's really a generational curse because, well, I'm going to be honest with you. I have a boy that's on his way to be 17, and my concentration with him do not be like women. And I don't think about sex. Honestly, it's kind of... I don't think he's a baby. But then again, I want to like cover him from the world. And I get people all the time, including my mom, Well, if he don't start talking about boys someday, something wrong with him. So I get, and
you
I
mean girls.
I mean girls someday, it's something wrong with him. When Moody had an age, you know, she liked to say that. Or even my girlfriends, like, a lot of people think that I'm semi-weird because my focus and my attention isn't, like, what girl he got. And I may be, but it's just, like, I mentioned that because we want, you know, our focus be for young men. Girls, sex.
But not even that. Just, like, when I was younger, all my dad talked about was boys. Before I could even think about having a boyfriend, my dad, you ain't gonna have no boyfriends. No boyfriends. Mm-hmm. So what did that make me want to do?
Yeah.
Find out the reason why he telling me not to have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Boys ain't no good. So what did that make me want to do? Find out the reason why he's saying boys ain't no good.
Mm-hmm.
So me personally, I think you not focusing on girls or focusing on sex or focusing on whatever the case may be, to me, I think that's actually kind of decent because it's not going to be his focus.
Yeah.
If you ain't, oh my God, I got to make sure when I work overnight, my 17-year-old ain't home by himself. He's 17 years old.
Yeah, he ain't 17 yet, child.
Well, he's about to be in a couple of weeks.
He ain't get there yet, child.
I think I'm going to get him some. I know what I'm going to get him for his birthday, but I can't tell you because you don't like that stuff.
Don't tell
me,
child.
Anyway.
He's 16, y'all.
16, I'm sorry. Almost
good
17.
God almighty. They want to rush these kids.
Because I get him confused with the age of 17, like, with the girl downstairs.
Yeah.
That was downstairs.
Yeah, mama is only.
Yeah.
17.
Yeah.
She had grown up. She ain't grown. She older.
I be forgetting the date.
Wait, how old?
No,
is
they
she?
The same age for a couple of months.
Oh. I was about to say, child.
Yeah.
You about to scare me.
They're the same age for a couple. Anyway.
Back to shit talk.
Anyway, what the hell was I saying?
You talking about.
Meanwhile,
excuse
back
us, child. Excuse us, people.
No, really, what was we talking about?
Self love.
I know, but what was I saying?
So you were saying how your dad.
So I was saying if you go to work and your son is home overnight by himself, and he's a whole teenager with a deep ass voice.
Mm-hmm.
If you start talking about it around him, like, and I go to work and you bet not be in here with no girl when I ain't here, this and the third. And now you put it in his head, what he probably should be doing. Why you ain't there?
Yep. And by the way, guys, I know this subject also probably don't have anything to do with double standard. But by the way, I do not put anything in my son's head. And I hate when adults do it too. I done told, I had to put my parents out there, but I done told my dad, please do not put nothing in his head. You don't never know. The seeds that you're planting.
So again, back to, if you're not, even if you think that you're teaching him right, just by saying, no girls when I ain't here, is putting a seed in his head, whether he don't have girls while you're there, or whether he do. You made him think about it.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, we are teaching our sons from a very young age that it's okay to not love yourself. We're not teaching our sons to be, and I think we talked about this the other week when I said you are raising your son to be a husband and a father.
Mm-hmm.
Most people ain't out here raising their sons to be husbands and fathers.
Yeah.
So, they don't know that when they're picking a woman, that they have to pick a woman that's going to be a wife and a mother.
Right.
They just out here sexing anything that come along.
Yeah.
And the guy on the radio show, the girl was like, it was one girl on the show with a bunch of guys. And she was like, well, you know, we do grow as adults and we do learn and get better in time. So, you know, give yourself some credit for ending up with the right woman. He was like, no, I'm not going to give myself no credit.
Mm-hmm.
Because because I'm 50 something now, and I was still doing it in my 40s. I had no excuse.
Mm-mm-mm.
No excuse whatsoever.
Child.
He's like, What did she do to deserve me?
Hmm.
What did she give? He said, is a girl going to stop going to medical school so she can put me through college?
Mm-mm.
Or help me start a multi-million dollar business?
Right.
No, but these is all the things that women expect men to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we stop ourselves. And I do know a guy. You know him, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not going to put his name out. So I'll tell you who at the end of the show. But
mm-hmm.
I won't put his name out there. But he actually put his ex-wife through nursing school or medical, whatever it was. I think it was nursing school.
Mm-hmm.
And she left him afterwards.
Mm.
I've heard him talk about it a lot. So he probably was hurt, you know. And at the time, was she...
I'm just thinking... Okay, so it is a, so I guess I'm not understanding, because let's be clear, there is a lot of women.
There are. So I'm not saying that there's none. He's saying he should have been with a woman that was going to do that.
Okay.
That would have been okay with doing that. A woman that was established and would have or on the same page as him at the same time and would have said, okay, you go to your trade school first,
mm-hmm.
and I'll take care of home.
Right.
You know, even if that wouldn't have been what he did, just to be able to have that option,
right.
You know, like, yeah, he's just saying he didn't love himself enough to be with a girl that would do something like that.
Okay.
He just saw titties and ass.
Yeah.
So he's saying to the men, if you out here just seeing titties and ass, you know, and then you fucking everything that come along, and you out here making fatherless babies. You out here making, all because you didn't love yourself to pick the right woman to be with from jump.
Right. Because I think a lot of times...
He's not saying the right woman not out there. He's just saying they're out there. As a man, you just don't love yourself enough to find the right woman.
Yeah, right. That's because they probably don't got the right mama.
That too.
It's a bunch of generations. I ain't trying to, because I know we trying to talk about self-love with men. But man, there's a lot of generations. And then his mama didn't. It's so deep.
Not just his mama, his daddy too.
His dad.
His dad
wasn't even there.
Probably not.
Or dad was there, but not there. It's a lot of dads that's in the house. Because depending on his age, dad was there. Depending on that man's age, because he's 50.
Mm-hmm.
More than likely, dad was there.
Probably.
But dad really wasn't there. Can we get into some things, y'all? So you like, man,
think about, only time you think about a man and a dad not being in the house is when his son go to jail or he die in the street from selling drugs or whatever the case may be. You know, you think like, oh, he ain't have no father, or he walking around with his pants hanging down or whatever the case may be. But when it comes to actually loving yourself and having self-esteem, the double standard is always the woman, and that's it. You don't talk about the man.
And because dad is in the house, he automatically think dad is not the mom is soft. But how do dad teach love? You know what I'm saying? Is dad even showing what love look like? And then you get out.
And depending on, because he 50, so back then,
mom and dad 9 times out of 10 was in the household.
Mom and dad could have been in the household, and dad was the head of the family, and mom just sat quiet at that table,
mm-hmm.
and let dad yell, scream, slap her, whatever, in front of the son.
Yeah, and dad and parents too.
So that taught these young men from jump to devalue women.
Unless dad is in a household, right? Let's talk about dad in the household, because the example is 50. Dad is in the house, but dad is telling the man not to cry, the little boy not mm-hmm. to cry.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta start letting our sons cry. Men do cry. Real men cry.
Nah, they wasn't allowed to show no emotion.
They not allowed to show any emotion.
Stop that. Stop that girl
stop
shit.
Stop that girl stuff. That is, we gotta unlearn and relearn some of that stuff if we in households today. Also, are we, is the fathers in a household, because the example is at 50, are we saying that we love our sons? We saying, we love you, baby girl, when we talking to the daughters.
Facts.
But are we telling our sons, I love you, man. Good job. I'm proud of you. You know, if he crying, don't cry. It's going to be okay. You know, sometimes we got to hear that from a man.
Yep.
We got to hear that. We good, we hear it from the woman. But, man, do you know if how powerful it would be for a child, on the child, if in that time mom and dad is in a household saying that they love their child, they proud of their child. You can cry, child. And especially, and this is only for the men.
Mm-hmm.
So we can raise some, you know, these men, more men that love each other. They got, you know, their
man, that double standard is something.
That double standard is a lot, because again, like I said, double standard, because we dads in a household with a girl is 9 times out of 10 showing their daughter all that love. Princess get to cry.
Mm-hmm.
She get hugged on. Daddy love you. Don't she cry.
She's Calvin senior daughter. You got the same treatment as the boys.
But most men are letting, they not letting their daughter, you know what I'm saying? Right, they not letting sure. them. They, yeah.
Sure.
Papa, cry, baby. Cry, baby. Don't let my daughter cry. Stop crying, baby. You know, like, you more like, you know how men are with girls. But, so yeah, child, that double standard. We got
double
be.
Standard is crazy.
Yeah, child. Yeah. So, Dag, I was thinking about, lost my train of thought again. I think because you said not Calvin senior child, and it just like,
oh my bad, sis.
That's cool, because that's cool, it's me, not you. Yes, so men, I think what was I about to say, men. So I wonder what do that, so because I don't think I ever thought of men sleeping around as them not loving themselves, because
I didn't either until I heard this man today on the radio say, I didn't love myself.
But I do think this, right? So, I will say, I did not think that they didn't love themselves. But I will say this. When a man he might look at a certain girl, and the girl might, she might like to be sexy or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't like dressing like that, but she may be like being sexy. But I bet you 9 times out of 10, if his mind is right, and you meet his bitch, when you meet his chick, 9 times out of 10, she's going to bring something to the table. When he start really getting down to the root of himself, I believe there is some men out here that really care. And I don't know if it... Maybe he, I don't know if it got, I guess this is researching yourself to love yourself, but I do believe if that mind is right, he is looking for.
So when your mind ain't right, because we don't even talk about it like that about men either.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about getting your mind right.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk about it like that with men. But when you go through a period of self-evaluation,
yeah,
and you don't always have to wait until you 50 to do it, or 60 to do it, because I know some 50 years old that ain't do it yet.
Yeah,
you know, but when you it could be at 30, it could be at 25, it don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
When you go through a period of self-evaluation,
yeah,
you're on the way to loving yourself,
yeah,
to a higher level. If you already did love yourself, you're on your way to loving yourself to an even higher level.
Yeah.
So what this man said was, now that he's at a place where he has true love and respect for himself,
mm-hmm,
he don't even want to have sex with you.
Yeah.
He don't even want to, all the stuff that he used to look at, none of that is even like a, you, now you gotta wait to have sex with him.
Yeah. And guess what? When you go to date shorty, right? When you got your mind right and you go to date somebody, and you said, we talked earlier about somebody that of the same value, that doesn't always mean she gotta match everything. Most people, when you say they gotta come match you, most ignorant people think like, oh, if I make $2 an hour. She got to make $2 an hour. No, that right. means she coming. She's coming to build with you, right?
Right.
So,
that's why I said earlier it could be. I'm sorry. You could be a housewife.
Yeah.
And he might be a multimillionaire, but right. He might want a family. So she come, even though she a housewife, she come with that. Want to build a family, mm-hmm. That's bringing something to the table for him. I'm right. sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
Yeah, so once he meet this girl, right, he's no longer going to be upset that he put her through nursing school. What's going to mm-hmm. happen is they're going to build each other up. She's going to teach him some things. He's going to teach her some things. And that way, she's going to be able to fish. And so was he. So now once if they depart, he know how to make money. She know how to make money. He ain't even going to feel like it was any love lost because mm-hmm. she brought something to the... She was of value to him. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't... She just didn't get the bag and roll. He ain't mm-hmm. put her through nursing school and he felt like he didn't get nothing of it. He felt like she came... corrects he learned some things. Maybe they ain't, you know, meant to be forever, but he got something from it. They built together and they got whatever they, you know, whatever. So now he's like, he not feeling away. He not feeling like he was cheated out of the relationship. So when I mean I'm not dealing with somebody, or yeah, when I mean I'm not dealing with somebody that's not on the same level, that's what I mean. You gotta add some value to me.
And that's what he was saying.
At the shorty that needed to get put through nursing school, most people, when you, like, because you looking at it, you, and it looked, like, glamorous, like, look glitter, like, oh, she going to school through, you know, she going to nursing school. Nursing is a big deal. Like, we need nurses. They get paid good amount of money. And her dude is going to put her through it. And then you be like, damn, well, she left.
Mm-hmm.
But what else did she bring?
Facts. And they forgot to look at what value she brought to him.
Mm-hmm.
And all she got was, all he got was the value that he could give to her.
Yeah. So and he felt cheated.
He felt cheated.
Right.
You know? So.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. So what happens when, okay. So we look, okay, so double standards, right? All right, let's bring it back. Let's take it back a notch, right? He put him in the hood. He put her through nursing school. And she get the bag and roll. We call her a gold digger. He's a hero.
Double standard, here we go. Say it.
She's a gold digger and he's the hero,
mm-hmm.
right? Vice versa. If I put you through...
Trade school.
If I send you to go to school to be a doctor, med school, and you roll and marry a white woman, not a white woman, child.
Shit, but, talk about it. Yeah, that's what they do.
If you, and somebody, what do they call you?
Okay. If you the girl, and you was with this guy... Whole time y'all in college, this guy...
You ain't bring no value. Let's
you washing his clothes. You because he was a broke college student, and especially the athletes, they don't really get no money.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you take basically taking care of him because he can't get a little job while he's in college because being an athlete takes up so much of your time, mm-hmm. right? So, you basically... feeding him, washing his clothes, taking care of him, this, that, and the third. And then he go into the league. What happens? Right. And he go and get a white girl.
Right. Or a black girl.
Or a black just girl. Not me. I mean, just not
just
you.
Just not me.
But I know somebody that it happened to. It was a football player, and he did leave her ass for a white girl.
Yeah.
So, you know, and just to see that happen to somebody that I know, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, It to just be that much invested into a person, and when he did it, nobody's called him anything.
Yeah.
Nobody called him anything.
Right. We definitely call a sis a gold digger.
We definitely call a sis a gold digger.
And we definitely, like, the men in the hood is definitely giving him his crown.
Shit, it happened to me. It wasn't a white girl, it was another girl, but, you know, this guy that I was talking to, you know, all the way through college. Nigga went to go play ball overseas. He went overseas with a whole nother ass girl. But it's cool.
Wow. So, yeah, did you feel cheated?
I mean, we had our own issues.
I mean, not like he cheated on you. Did you?
Not cheated on me. Not in that way, because I don't know if that's how it all went down. But we had our own long distance issues and you know, those kind of things or whatever. But did I feel like cheated out of the situation, like cheated out of life or whatever? I guess you can say. I didn't feel cheated. I just was like, ain't that a bitch? But I didn't feel cheated.
Right.
I did know that that was somebody that I was not ever going to be with ever again.
Ever again.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Ever again. I knew whether I tried to give it another chance or not, that's something different. But I knew deep down in my heart that that was a person that I was never going to... This was not going to be my husband. This was not going to be my man. And, you know, they always come back, though. So he did try. But, you know, and I'm not going to say I didn't let him back in my life. But deep down inside,
I just knew it wasn't going to be.
Wasn't the man for me.
Forever.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, we know that, right? We know when people are temporary in our lives. So, do you feel like you... brought value to him and he didn't add value to you?
I don't think it was a value thing with either of us. I probably did bring value to him and he brought no value to me whatsoever.
Right. So I was just wondering why would you, because you guys were so young, why would you feel like you never... Being so we talking about, I know he went to college or whatever, and we piggyback off of homeboy sending his girl to nursing school, and she probably added no value. So I said, you said you knew that he went to college, he started dating somebody else. More than likely, you guys have a long distance relationship, and that would happen. But you didn't invest in him. I don't know if you invested in him. From the story I just got, he went to college and it ended. So I'm saying,
it didn't end. Our situation was the whole time both of us were in college.
Oh, the both of the time.
Was during college. I didn't know him before college.
Okay.
Yeah, I met him in college.
Okay.
So,
replay back for me. So both was in college, but you guys were. He went overseas.
No, he went overseas after college.
After college.
Yeah, after he graduated college, he went overseas. Or during, I don't know exactly when, I can't remember the time period. Okay. But I know that he went overseas to play ball.
Okay. So because he went overseas to play ball and he had another girl, is the reason.
That he took with him.
Oh, that he took with him.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He took a whole nother girl.
Oh, okay.
A so-called bad bitch, you know, one of those.
Okay, I'm cracking up.
I'm only saying it because I remember seeing one of his posts on Facebook that was like, he probably didn't love himself. And I'm a little embarrassed that I can say that this guy actually... He don't talk like that now. I'm still his friend on Facebook, and he doesn't talk like that now. But I remember seeing one of his Facebook pages like, "I deserve a bad bitch," or something like a bad joint or a bad girl or something like that. And I'm like, "What does that even mean?" You know what I'm saying? Like, but whatever. I just remember him saying something like, and then it made me think back to when he went overseas to play ball, like, you know. Whatever. Anyway, so-called bag job.
Right.
And it didn't last while he was over there.
Right. I guess I'm trying to... I guess I'm trying to see how this connects.
He stopped playing and she stopped messing with him.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. I'm sorry, all this man business on shit talk radio, but he don't even care.
Shit talk, because you know he listening. Yeah.
If Charlamagne listening, he listening.
And I know this guy, y'all. I guess KB's a little salty because she invested her time in him. Cause one day,
I invested quite a bit more than time. So.
Cause one day, she was up all night, child.
Oh my God, I fucking hate your guts.
Oh, you thought I ain't know the example you was using. Yo, we was real KB. I'm sorry. I know I'm supposed to be telling my business, and you ain't supposed to tell yours. I'm gonna tell your business one child.
You told my business the time before too.
Oh God, I don't remember.
You stay
but,
telling your business, oh, before, telling my child. Business before. I
oh
do.
Child, you know Dang. What? You are absolutely right. I have told your business a time or two. But let me talk about what girl is this? The guy that yes, she was sis. Up night. Okay, she was cooking lobster and steak.
It wasn't no damn lobster and steak.
Yo, I'm like, dog, can I get a meal like that? Anyway, insider, y'all, me and KB, real fast, me and KB used to live with each other. We were roommates, right? And KB did cook us meals a time or two. Really, her best friend cooked us meals. In my brain, her bestie probably cooked us more meals than KB did. I was younger. KB could really throw down. But, you know, she gave us, like, Hungry Man meals. When homeboy was coming out from college, because he was in when he was coming to town, she would stay up all night making them lobsters and shrimp and
lobsters
shit.
Lobsters, though,
and,
stop.
Yeah, man. But
it
anyway.
It probably was shrimp. But it wasn't lobster.
All right, y'all. That's my... The
it probably was steak. Cut and it. Shrimp. Maybe not steak and lobster.
Cut it. Now it's everything except for the lobster.
It wasn't a lobster.
What took it all night, though? You was cooking all night.
No. I would start late at night. Because if he was coming on, like, Greyhound to come home for the weekend or something like that, and he would
so
come late.
So it can be hot, chick?
I mean,
so it can
I
be
was
hot,
invested.
Chick?
I was Child. Invested. I'm not afraid to say
so
it.
So it was coming. He was getting it hot off the bus?
Listen, if I used to work until 8 o'clock at night sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
7 o'clock at night. So if I had to go to the market, come home, then cook. Yeah, it was late at night.
Okay.
And then he'll be coming in late.
All I remember is just being knocked out and smelling the stuff that I wasn't allowed to eat. That's all I remember. So, it's perspective. That's all. But anyway, all right.
I think that only happened once and you being extra. But go ahead.
I might. All right. She did cook us something. Me and my coworker. I never forget. I got a shout out to Misha. We came home to a hot plate a time or two.
Yeah, you did. Stop Man. It. And I made you steak and potatoes. That joint was made of love.
All right, y'all. So I think, do you have any announcements? We done totally got off.
Oh, I just want to know from y'all out there in Shit Talk Universe, if you think that if a man is having sex with a bunch of women, do he not love himself?
Mm-hmm.
Do men love themselves or do they not love themselves?
Period. And do they have a certain type of woman? Do they, like... Child, just answer the question, child. We're going to put that up on the books.
Make I would sure like to hear from us. The men.
Yes.
Because us women can give our... thoughts on it, but we're not men.
You know what, KB? We should get like a bunch of men to come on the next episode and let's talk about this. Let's really get into some things.
Let's get into some things and really talk about
this. We need
some
real, because I'm like, I'm at a point in my life where I don't mean to make this about me, but I'm like telling you my truth because. It's me. Like, who gonna check me? I said that to say, I want a bunch of men that's gonna be honest.
And I know a few male podcasters, so we can really have, like, I feel like podcasters talk.
Yeah.
They know how to talk. They talk more. So
they
let's
telling
get this,
their, we need,
let's
the,
get
we
this
need some
panel of male podcasters
we need
on
some
this podcast, show.
We need some male that's gonna be, like, embrace their truth and be okay with it.
Yeah.
Period.
So if you a male podcaster and you know KB, look for a DM because I'm coming for you.
Look, if you're a man that's like, you know, trying to make some change for the better, you trying to be the best version of yourself, and you don't know plan though, but you want to come. And you don't know me, but you respect me being honest from time to time. You understand? Because ain't nobody going to check you. Then come to... Holler at me in the DM. Or holler at KB in the DM. One of us going to answer. And we need to talk to some real niggas out here. We need some, like, some people that ain't afraid to say, nigga, I ain't love myself.
That's or what I, we need. We
or
really
I
need
probably don't love myself now.
Right. We really need men that's not afraid to say, I ain't love myself. Or we need a man that's not afraid to say, I only got 5 women that I slept with because I loved myself.
Yeah, we need those. We need the real.
We need them both.
We need the real ninjas out here. Child.
Let's get it.
Let's get it.
And with that being said, what do you normally say? Subscribe and stuff.
Oh, follow us on Instagram, child, at shittalkradio_. I think it's I don't know.
Shittalkradio_
on Instagram and shittalkradio_KB planned though on Facebook, and that's it.
All right. Wait. So, oh shoot! And
You got one more announcement. Okay. I'm sorry. What do y'all think about the Nicki Minaj? Cause y'all know I be getting a lot of my stuff from Nicki. Child is from Nicki. Let me shout out Nicki Minaj. Child, like that's all. Like that's all Nicki right there. So, what do you think about? I think it's allegedly the Megan and Nicki beef.
Child, some fake beef out there. They be trying to make these girls have. But Nicki did unfollow her at one time, so I don't know. It could be something going on behind the scenes that we won't know about.
I don't know, child. I don't know. I don't know if it's fake. But where did it come from?
I think from what they say, it's something that happened between the two of them behind the scenes. Like, something personal between the two of them that they know about.
All right, I'm gonna be honest. Megan's not fucking with Nicki.
Listen, I was listening to one of those gossipers on YouTube, mm-hmm. and was it on the radio? Some radio show, and it was like, Nicki better be ready for Megan when she come back.
No, stop it, Crocodile Teeth. Just listen to that. Are you crazy? Right now, we're listening to her mixtape from 11, 12 years ago. She about to have Itty Bitty be a summer jam. It ain't. I'm going to be honest. Unless you like a Tierra Whack. And Tierra Whack ain't even on a Nicki. Like, people, like, the girls that's out today. I'm talking about, like, the City Girls and the Megans and the Cardis. If you got, like, the best thing about Nicki
they
is
probably
she,
just not
she can she can be on their level, but really she not. I think
even if she okay, I'll
she
say
can
this,
be a bubble
I'm not,
gum.
I'm not even a Nicki Minaj fan. Mm-hmm. I like Nicki. Don't get mm-hmm. me wrong. I actually give her credit because I think that she's been very consistent with her her writing, mm-hmm. even on a bubblegum song. Mm-hmm. She still got good punchlines. She mm-hmm. still got just good lines in general, mm-hmm. stuff that make you rewind it back. And like, mm-hmm. what she said? Did she just, yeah. like, she, the dumbest song I ever heard, this is King Kong, I'm the King Kong. Like, but in the song, mm-hmm. she actually got some dope ass lines.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And
so,
I think they get confused with the bubble gum.
The bubble gum.
Yeah.
And sleep on her talent.
Yeah.
So, I'll say this. If you are a Megan, a Cardi, a City Girls, all of them, fuck it, I ain't gonna say no name, all of them, they probably should just let her have her moment.
Yeah,
they probably should, because her pen game beyond the bubble, she can come out with a bubblegum song and straight up kill him.
Yeah, and
so I think they should just leave it alone.
And which reminds me, go listen to that Versus, because you heard it here first. Kim and Nicki Minaj, child. Go listen to our Versus. You heard it here first, child. That's all we got to say. Tune in to, how do you say it, KB?
Thank you for tuning in to Shit Talk Radio, where I talk.
I talk.
We talk.
Shit.